Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Yuma. We are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Kasher Loshon Shel Zehoris Biyat Sara Mishtalech Vamido Keneged Beis Shlucho. Right? They would the Kohen Gadol would tie a strip of red wool to the head of the Sara that was going to go Lazazel, and then he would place the Sara Lazazel facing the Nicanor gate, facing outside. And then he would try tie a strip of red wool to the Sar Lashem at the place of Shechita around the neck, where that's where it was going to go ahead and where the cut was going to be made. So now that he did the lottery, he went back to Apar, right, which was still standing there. So Ba Lo Eitzel Paro Shnia, he would come a second time back to his Par. The first time he came and he said Vidui for himself and for his family. Then he would lean both his hands upon the head, and then he would say his vidui. And now we would say vidui a second time. Hashem, I did the different averos on purpose, rebelliously, perhaps inadvertently, me, my family, and the Kohanim. So he adds the Kohanim this time, as opposed to the first time when it was just him and his family. Ana Hashem, now Hashem, please, kaper na la bonus la psham la khatam sha avisi sha pshat sha khatasi lifanecha ani vesi ne aram am kedo shecha kakosu besoros moshe avdecha. Hashem, please, forgive now the different types of averos that I did in front of you to me and the Kohanim. Like it says in the pasuk, when they heard the Shema Meforash, so they would fall and hit the deck, and they would say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol Yolam Boed. Shchato v'kibo b'mizrak estamo. And so after he said the vidui, he shechted the par, and then he did Kabbalas Adam. In the same way that we described previously, he started the cut, finished enough of it that it was Rov Shechita, and as the blood started to flow, he'd run quickly to reach over, not run, he would literally lean over fast to grab the Mizrak so that he could do the Kabbalah Sadam and someone else would take over to finish the Shechita. And then the Nostalamishum Mimari Spo Ala Rovid Aravisha Behecha Kadesh Lo Yikrosh, and he would give the bowl to someone who stirred it while standing on the fourth row of stones from the building so that the blood wouldn't congeal. And since he wouldn't bring the blood until later, it had to be stirred to keep it from congealing. Then he would take a machta and he would go to the top of the Mizbeach. Upina gecholam eilach ve'eilach v'chote, and he cleared away the outermost coals this way and that way, and he scooped up a shovel full of smoldering coals. And then he took that and put it down on the fourth row of the Azara, next to the Kohen who was stirring the blood. That's the way he would proceed. We'll see what he would do with it when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.